Okay, this is Tony Norman. I'm the chair of the coordinating committee. We are convening this meeting January the 26th, 2016, at about 8:47 Eastern time. I have Secretary Adriana, you want to call the roll?
Yes. Janet Coburn?
Present.
Maggie Wilkinson? Lydia Brasson?
Here.
Eliana Casnave is here. George Ryder?
Here.
Carolyn Burden? Serene Roberts? Benito Diaz?
Present.
Tony Norman?
Present.
Mr. Chair, we have quorum.
Okay. You all should have received the draft copy of the agenda as well as the minutes. Has everyone reviewed the agenda? Is there any amendments to the agenda? Okay. No amendments to the agenda. Can we accept it without objection? Okay. We accept the agenda without objection. The next order of business, the minutes. Did everyone have an opportunity to review the minutes?
Yeah, I have a question about the minutes.
Okay, George.
It says at the beginning that we were going to discuss whether or not a coordinating committee is necessary. And we never discussed that at the coordinating committee. I don't remember, but it's not in the minutes that we ever got around to discussing that. Was that supposed to be something on the agenda for the in-person meeting which was being planned? Or was that supposed to be something that happened on the coordinating committee, and did it actually happen if it did?
May I answer?
Yeah, Adriana.
Somebody.
Lydia added that to the agenda, and in the same sentence, we approve it, but in the same sentence she said that she wants the committee to decide if we need a report of the coordinating committee to the PMB. That is what that means.
This is Lydia.
Oh, I'm sorry. It says need of a coordinating committee report. Sorry.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Any further questions on the minute? Any amendments to the minutes? Any objections to the minute? Okay. We approve the minutes without objection. The next item we have on the agenda is the PNB meeting, specifically the meeting to try to coordinate the logistics of the Thursday meeting, January the 28th, 2016. We'll have the general seating of the officers and scheduling. We have to deal with the pro tem.
You mean seating of the directors?
I'm sorry, yes, seating of the directors. And in the introducing of the directors and the pro tem officers until such time as we elect the permanent officers, and then setting a schedule for the election of the officers of the PNB, taking nominations. So do we have any discussions on this? Generally, here's my understanding of it is because Lydia is the interim executive director, I'm not sure when the term expires, but tentatively I would open the meeting, and then we would have to get a motion to either elect a pro tem chair and a pro tem secretary, and then we proceed from there. Is there any discussions on that?
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. Yes.
Hey, Jana? I'm sorry, that's
Janet. So, just hypothetically, if there's an election, wouldn't there, and there's, you know, multiple people running, wouldn't there have to be secret ballots, and so that would not be completed at that meeting?
For pro tem?
Yeah.
Last time we just did a motion that the officers would continue as pro tem officers. That's how we did it the last meeting, so... for that meeting.
This is George.
So that would really not be an election. That would be a motion to, is that right?
Yes. George?
Even if the board, new board, wants to elect pro tem officers who are not the old officers, should they choose, they can do it right then and there. It doesn't require, you know, a secret ballot or anything. You can just do it there. So I think that has to be on the agenda, and they have to be given the choice of doing that. And the other question I have, though, is if we elect a chair pro tem, are they the IED pro tem, or what happens with that?
The agenda, we would have to, Lydia's still at the interim executive director, but in that meeting, with the meeting on the 28th, we would have to either reappoint her or appoint an interim IED.
I think that should probably be done. I would certainly prefer that Lydia continue as the IED until at least there's a permanent chair elected. I don't know if your term limits prevent that, Lydia, do they?
Pardon? You don't know if what?
Does your term limit on the PNB prevent you from doing that for, I don't know, the next meeting is set for February?
I see no reason to. The original motion was till the end of January, which means technically the 31st. It's not tied to the board meeting or anything. And then if they have a motion to extend, then you guys can decide that.
Janet, to the staff.
I didn't understand. Just a point of information. What original motion are we talking about? The one which...
The original motion that appointed me IED.
Just saying the motion that the PNB voted is for her to be IED until the end of January.
Isn't that automatic, that the chair becomes the IED?
Well, there's some language, and we've had different legal opinions on it, but we always pass a motion. Whether it was Grace or Summer or Dan Siegel, who was never chair, or Bernard Duncan or whoever, we always. But when it's been the chairs, any of those chairs, there was always a motion to appoint them. Because what the bylaws say is that the national board hires actually the ED. In this case, I am waiving a salary, but then therefore I was being appointed. And if I continue, that it would be the same thing. I would waive a salary and would simply be appointed.
So it seems there has to be
it's up to the board, since that's how the bylaws are written.
So it seems there has to be an election for IED as well.
Some kind of
not necessarily.
Motion.
That's up to the board. I mean, we voted.
Yeah, that's up
to
the board.
Serve as IED to the end of January, but the board could extend that. This meeting,
yeah,
if they so choose.
I mean, some decision has to be made because otherwise, there's no IED for some period of time.
But I think that will be.
Excuse me, Janet. May I? I asked to be on the stack, and there's this back and forth.
George, if you finish, we'll go to Jack.
I think we have to do something to specify who's the IED in the interim till the next meeting.
Okay, Janet Kay.
Right, and that would be an example of a time-sensitive issue for the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. And... The other, another time, well, what I would consider time sensitive, but I don't know how realistic it would be to have an NES report, but in any case.
I would hope we put that at the end of some other issues we got to straighten out before that. We also got to set a nomination period and a time for the election of officers for the PNB. And get a schedule, vote on a schedule for that.
And I hope we do that. We get a motion to do that, and then we can get to the ENS report at the end. So we got those housekeeping matters to take care of first.
I have a minor issue later.
So, yeah, that we would open up the meeting, then to approach him. Motion for, or the continuation of officers' motion for that meeting, approach him, officer for chair, and then we do introductions of the new, seating of the new P&B people, introductions. And then I would assume we'd set an election timeline for picking one nominations for officers and then setting up a May time to close the nomination and then setting the time for the election to send out ballots. So we have to vote on the timeline on that. And then once we do that, then we get into the extending or not extending the interim executive director term.
Adriana, point of information?
Adriana? Yes, Adriana.
Did we say that the first business, the first thing is obviously to seat the new members, because if you don't seat the new members, you don't have anybody that can vote, right?
Yeah, first we would do the convening of the meeting, and then we'd have to convene the meeting to order, and I guess that would be the seating. And then we have the pro tem. Well, I'm not sure. We should probably do the pro tem election for that before the seating.
Janet, may I?
Janet, you said you had something to say, Janet Kay.
Yeah, all right. So since I'm going to be putting together this agenda, or, you know, like writing it up and all that, I need to be clear about what it will contain. And what I have right now is that the meeting will be called to order by Tony, and that, you know, just calling the meeting to order. Then a roll call will be taken. I assume I will be doing that.
Yes.
And then the new members, so that will be equivalent to seating the new members, right? And then there will be, I guess Tony will continue just, well, what would come first, determining pro tem officers or self-introductions of directors? I would think self-introductions, because in order to determine pro tem officers, people should know who they are, who people are.
Yeah, so once we convene, you call the roll, and then we do the introductions.
Right, and so I'm just saying who leads the, you know, who chairs the meeting to even get that far, and I'm assuming
I would convene the meeting and chair it at that point, and then after pro tem.
Right. So you chair it until after the self introductions, and then through the determining pro tem officers. Correct.
Yeah, we'll take nominations for pro tem.
Right,
and then we proceed from there.
Right, and then after that, there'll be opening nominations for permanent officers.
We would set a timetable for...
And then, nominations, and then maybe after that, or a part of that, setting up a timetable, timeline. And then after
But that can all be done together. We'll be setting up a timetable to start accepting nominations, to close nominations,
okay.
And when you send out ballots, and when we'll close ballots and count, all that will be done, hopefully in the same motion.
Right, except just one of the things is that if we have a pro tem secretary who's not me, that person would then be sending out the ballots, correct?
Whoever was elected as pro tem secretary, we'd have to elect the pro tem secretary, yeah.
Okay, so we set up a timeline for the election of permanent officers, and then after that we would have a motion about the IED or some action about the IED?
Yes.
Anything else?
And I guess that's, if we wrap everything up by 10, then we can deal with the NES report. I guess we...
Well, if the NES, well, or the final report, do we have it? Will we have it? Would she be available for the call?
We'd have to have to, I guess somebody would have to call her to be on
waiting,
depending on how long the meeting goes. There's no telling how long all of that week. I mean, it sounds like it was simple what we went through, but that could drag on, you know.
She's supposed to issue a written report. I suspect that she would want to wait until her report is done and send it to the board and then engage us with questions. So I can call her and she's going to have that done, but I don't know.
Adriana?
Adriana?
Yes. I'm a little confused because at the beginning we said that we convened the meeting and you take Tony, you convene the minute, and then we make the roll call. Because really, what I understand, that one that the people are being elected, is not any formal sitting. I mean, the sitting is not, in the moment that you are elected, at that exact moment, you become a PNB member. It means it's not sitting the members, it's just, you know, making the wrong call, the roll call, and then making the, like you said, presentations if people want to introduce themselves, right? I'm right on that.
Yeah.
Lydia? Yeah, so we do the roll call. We already know that they've already been elected, so they're eligible. The seating is a formality, but it does take place. We've always had a seating of the directors. That's what we call the meeting, usually. So there's nothing wrong with doing that. It's when they show up, they get seated, including if someone's not there, they don't get seated until the next meeting. Were they to assume their responsibilities in between meetings, that's allowable also, because Adriana is correct. But we can have the formal seating meeting, people can introduce themselves, which you already have on the agenda.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Okay, and if we, like I said, it depends on who knows how long that will last. We'll have to set time periods for that, but we'll go through and set, you know, give each item a time period.
Okay. 2 minutes?
So hopefully all that can be done within an hour and a half. Or 2 hours.
Janet?
A nit kind of thing. Excused absences would be thrown in there, is that right?
I don't know. We have to go over the roll call. If there's any motion for excused absences, I guess we can say it, Jeff. If there's people, if there's been requests, we'd have to consider them. That's where I'm
And also timekeepers and all that, you know, that.
Yeah. Okay, Benito, you have a question?
Yeah. I assume, this is basically to Janet, I assume that the new, well, everyone, but the new people have been informed.
May I respond?
Yes.
I'm assuming, Benito, you're saying informed about the meeting on Thursday?
Yeah, that's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I have provided Otis with the directors, the list of directors. We have all but WBAI's at this point, and he has updated the committee list, or that system. And I just looked, and they're all, all 18 are listed. So there will be an auto email with the access number on that sent out. It should be. should I be sending out a separate notice with the, I don't know.
Point of information.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, I heard Adriana and then Lydia. Adriana.
Did I hear, Janet, that you said 18?
Yes, because WBAI has not yet completed their, they have a meeting tomorrow night, I think.
Okay, Lydia?
So wouldn't that be... Wouldn't that be 16?
Yes. So, okay.
There are 22 members, and they, so each station has four, so they would have four more, adding up to 22.
Okay.
16 plus two affiliates. That makes 18.
Okay, Lydia, you had you.
Yes, I would recommend that that Janet send out with individual emails to all of the new members, because we know how sometimes the automatic list doesn't always capture everyone, especially if there are going to be in the event that WBAI elects theirs before the meeting, and we would certainly hope that, then that'll be a last-minute add also. That would be my recommendation. So not to the whole board, but to everyone that's new, everyone that has not received a notice.
So since my name came up, may I respond?
Yes, Janet.
And since my name came up and I'm being asked to do work, additional work, I would prefer to just send out one email to all the new directors rather than individual emails.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Be a problem? Oh, okay.
No, that's what I meant. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we have a general outline with that, and then if we, hopefully we can wrap all that up within an hour and a half, no more than 2 hours. And then if we have time, we'll get to the NS report. Did we cancel a closed meeting that day? Are we still going to have a closed meeting that day, the 28th?
Yes, this is Lydia. We need to send out a couple of forms, actually. Do I have the floor? Sorry.
I'm sorry, the meeting was canceled.
I know. Tony?
Yeah, Lydia.
Okay. So one of the forms that needs to be sent out is the confidentiality agreement, I think, until... people sign that, we might, unless we have something really pressing, we'll hold off on the executive session meeting. And then the other thing that people have to sign, because this is required on our 990, so for the 14 and 15 audit, we need to sign a no conflict of interest form, and we'll be sending that out as well.
This is Serene. Can you hear me?
Yes, Serene.
Okay, thanks. I'm sorry, I was trying to be heard on the other point about giving notice. The same way the regular board members are entitled to 7, 5, and 2-day notice, does that mean that last Thursday, even a generic note to the full LSB that says anybody who's elected should expect to be at a meeting on Thursday the 28th, does that mean that that notice wasn't sent?
Dan, I guess you're directing that to the secretary, or?
Yes, to the secretary, because, there's this whole long thing about calling meeting and noticing the meetings and sending this and sending that. So I'm wondering what was actually sent to these people, some of whom are brand new to the PNB.
Janet Kay, you want to address that?
I have not sent anything to any of the new station directors. I did send to the two affiliate directors the date and time of the meeting and letting them know they will be notified of the access number.
last week.
Okay. And this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I was asking, was it sent last week? When was it sent?
I sent to the affiliates directors weeks ago.
Right, but this I was Lydia. Referring to the 2, 5, and 7 day. Okay.
Right. This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yeah. I don't know. Have any of the secretaries of the LSVs forwarded anything to either the board secretary or to Otis? Do we know? I know here at KPFK we have a new secretary who's not a member, so I'll follow up on that because I don't think there. I don't know if that there have been any official notifications.
Adriana?
Well, may I respond as secretary?
Janet Kay, you want to respond, and then we go to Adriana.
Yes, I have gotten notice from multiple LSB secretaries. I've been in email exchanges with them and some of the chairs and to get the actual, not only the PNB directors, but who the members of the LSBs are, and I have all that, and I have provided that to Otis. I've been doing that over time since, I think, January 12th, and for him to update the lists, and so I've been doing that.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Can you still
hear? Yeah. Hello, could everyone mute their phone?
Yeah, if I mute on my phone, I don't know if we've ever fixed that thing. If I mute on my phone, I'll lose the call because of the way my buttons are, but I'm stepping away from the workmen.
Okay.
I think that also, background noise.
Okay. And also, we've noticed a meeting for February the 4th also. So I guess we'll be getting together agenda items on that meeting.
This is Lydia.
Okay. Yes, Lydia.
Yes. So I would like to, at that meeting, and get George's input as well, because he's chair of governance, but I would like to notice at the February 4th meeting, but I can't because I won't be a PMB member, so I'm bringing it to this committee to notice bylaws amendments the first cycle so that we don't have it the first cycle as late as last year. And that's just a point for whoever's on this call that's a director, if it could just be noticed. And but at the February 4th meeting, not on the 28th.
That when they noticed that, they would have dates and all of that for when to get a
meeting. Yeah, I think some of the directors will be proposing something. I'm just saying. Okay.
Lydia, are you asking that be produced at the governance committee meeting a couple days before?
That too. Yes.
Okay.
With stuff going on before that.
Janet.
Janet Kay.
Yeah, just backing up about the NES, possible NES report. So, Tony, I think you had added that or included that, but Lydia had suggested that we wait until the written report comes out. This is still for the 28th. So should that be included or not in the agenda?
Well, I wouldn't include it then if we're just going to...
You would not include it?
No.
Okay.
If she's not going to be there, maybe, and they're not going to have it, so.
Maybe for the February 4th.
Yeah. We can definitely put it on the February 4th meeting.
Sounds like a plan.
The chair?
Okay. Hello? Yeah. Adriana?
We reach the time limit for this first part.
Okay.
The first item. We ask for to add time, or we go to the next?
No, I think we're pretty much wrapped up on that. We've pretty much finished that. We'll go to the next. The reason I put that on, the difference between a regular and a special meeting, that we needed to clarify that if we had time, so that there wouldn't be any confusion in the notices that are required for our regular, since we did pass a bylaw amendment, that we could have the regular meetings over the phone and then what the special meetings. So I just put that on the agenda because we need to have discussions about the distinction between the two and the notices between the two, what's required.
Are we there now?
Yes, yes.
Okay, then this is Lydia to the stack.
And I'd like, Janet, yeah. I'd like to get on the stack also.
Okay, Lydia and Janet.
Okay, so there is a distinction and sometimes an overlap between what's in our bylaws for notice and what CPB requires. We've made two bylaws amendments in the past year, enabling us to have regular meetings without them having to be in-person meetings. And the distinction is that then we don't have to limit it to a particular topic as you do for a special meeting. And the notice requirement would be, you know, the same. It would not be the 30 days anymore because it's not an in-person meeting for one thing. But in this particular case, because the motion was passed by the PNB to, and we noticed it on the stream and to all of the members, which is part of what the CPB open meeting requirement tells you, is that it has to be a notice to everyone who's relevant at the time and who would be there. So it was announced publicly, and that's the important thing. This was not done in executive session, that the meetings here from here on out, these regular meetings, would be held on the first Thursday of every month. So that's one thing. And so I think that we comply going forward, and I think we comply regardless. This meeting was noticed with the 7 days notice on the calendar. Ideally, we should have put the meetings on for the next 2 years. So unless somebody moves to rescind that motion from the coordinating committee, there is proper notice on the calendar. Our calendar is not part of the CPB requirements. Otis might keep track just on post-its. There is no requirement that it be on the KPFTX calendar by CPB, only that there be notice. And they require notice as something that is voiced at a public meeting, which this was, and so going forward. So I think this is a regular meeting. I believe it's been properly noticed, and we have to just be really clear that because CPB requires something, it's not as rigid as people think it is, and the reporting aspect is just reporting. You might do it on 3x5 cards. It is not tied to our calendar. It's a mechanism that helps Otis.
Janet, Kay?
Yeah. So the bylaws related to what Lydia was saying, the notice of 30 days doesn't say in-person meetings. It just says notice of every regular meeting. But that said, I agree with what Lydia was saying about that we have already noticed regular meetings the first Thursday of every month based on the motion, that motion. And when it comes to special meetings, we need to distinguish, and so spelling out regular, that, you know, when a meeting's noticed, it's a regular on the calendar. It's a regular meeting or a special meeting. And for special meetings, we need to comply with the requirements that a purpose is determined and spelled out, and that the agenda apply just to that purpose, issues or items, and no additional agenda items on anything else can be added. I'm done.
Okay, any other discussion on that? Any other? So, and
hello?
I think we also, hello? Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say we did decide we're going to have a meeting every first Thursday of the month and possibly one on the 4th if we need to have another meeting on the 4th Thursday of that month. That's sort of a standing what we had that the PNDRA voted for. I assume we'll stick with that.
Janet
Kay?
Yeah, did you say the, if needed, the 4th Thursday? I can't remember which one.
I think that's what we decided, yes. I thought that was what we decided.
Okay, but that would be a special meeting, right? If we...
Yeah, it would have, yeah.
Right. So I have a question.
Diana?
Should I go ahead and notice the monthly meetings, regular meetings, for, I don't know, the rest of the year right now, or?
Adriana?
Adriana, you had a...
I believe that what we should do is we have the first Thursday of the month, like the regular one already, and one is posted. And I think that we shouldn't make any decisions for the whole PNB. The PNB will make their own decisions. And the second thing that I have about that, if we talk about the first and the fourth, that the real effect of that will be 2 minutes in a row. Because we will have the fourth Thursday, and then the next Thursday will be the regular first meeting of the month,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we need to do something different there, not to have 2 weeks in a row, the meetings. I don't know. But I should leave that to the whole, the new PMB to make those decisions.
This is Lydia. Janet, I had a point of information, though, about should I go ahead and notice the regular meeting for the first Thursday going forward.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get on the chat to answer, to my give offer my opinion.
Let's hear from Lydia on that, and then we'll see what the group says about that. I think you're putting that out to the entire group. But, yeah,
okay.
Lydia.
Yeah, there's nothing in the bylaws that requires the new PMB to schedule all new meetings. It was not a special rule that we passed. It was a motion from the coordinating committee. Per the California Corporations Code, the board is a continuum. We just happen to rotate boards frequently, but generally it's a continuum. If the current board doesn't like having the meetings on the regular meetings on the first Thursday, then it can rescind that motion and pick whatever it wants. The only thing that we would be, I believe, obliged to do is to post for the next, at least the next year, on the first Thursday of the month, because that was what we passed was a regular meeting. If the next board wants to rescind it, they can. Special meetings anyway have a different notice period regardless, because they are special. It's presumed that there's a special need to have it, so that you cannot schedule in advance regardless. So I say schedule the first Thursday of the month for the whole year. If the new board wants to rescind that motion in order to pick new dates, they're certainly at liberty to do so. But for purposes that we're absolutely solid on the noticing issue with CTV, I urge us to do that.
Adriana, Serene.
Adriana, then Serene.
Yes. That's a big problem there, because I'm seeing that with the coordinating committee. I mean, we don't know who the secretary will be in the next PMB. That means that according to how our system works, if the actual secretary is the one posting the whole year, she will be the only one that can go there and post minutes, agenda, and change anything. I personally believe that it's fine that we have the next one, and then the next secretary is the one that is supposed to do that.
Janet?
Yeah.
And Shereen is next on the stack, and then I'll get to Janet, Kay, and Joy. Yes, Shereen.
Right. I was going to say that just because the 2015 board accepted the first Thursday doesn't mean that the new board would be. So posting it for the, and especially because it's not as though these notices for each month can be posted in one, you know, in one simple process. You actually have to go in and add it for each month. And that seems to be a lot of work to, it seems to be a waste of energy to go ahead and notice something for a full year that the board may decide it doesn't want to do. So notice for the fourth, because we'd have to do that by Thursday anyway, and just leave the rest up to the new board.
Janet Kay.
Okay, so first, Otis can fix the global access from one person to another, so I don't think that would be an issue if there's a different secretary, or when and if, I mean, eventually. But in any case, I move that the PNB secretary posts the notices for the next year for the regular meetings for the first Thursday of each month through December.
I object.
My second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
George?
I object.
I know you object, but we're going to have to go to it. We're going to get to you. We're going to hear from George, and then we're going to hear from you, and then we're going to go to a vote. What do you mean?
I understand. I don't know who seconded. That is my...
Lydia seconded.
Oh, you don't need a second in the committee.
Oh, that's
either
true.
Either way, she... So we'll go to George now. And then...
Yeah. I was going to say this thing that Janet said about Otis's capacity to change this, if this happens. I think it's a good idea to put them in place. One less thing for the new board to have to worry about. If they really want to worry about it, they can, but it seems to me a good idea to make that the rule, that it's going to be every first Thursday.
The rule for the staff.
Benito to the staff.
Okay, Serene, and then Benito, yes.
Okay.
First, I'm sorry, point of information. Can you send, Janet, can you send that motion in writing?
I will.
Okay, Serene, and then Benito.
Yeah, I fail to understand the rush. The fact that Otis can go change all of them, all of the settings if needed, you know, in terms of who can follow up on the post, on the initial post, doesn't change. First of all, it's time and energy that he would have to use to do that. It's time and energy that someone who was just complaining about sending a letter would have to use to post them. And there is no rush. We're going to be meeting on the 28th. We're going to be meeting in 2 days. As a new board, I shouldn't say we, because who knows what's happening with BAI. But you know, what is the urgent rush to post a date for a board that has not yet seated? Post the fourth and leave the rest to the board.
Okay, Benito.
You know, I think we're making a mountain out of a molehill. If I understood what Lydia said, and she can correct me if I misunderstood, the only purpose in posting for the entire year is in order to satisfy the CPB requirements.
No.
I'm saying what I understood. This is what I understood. So... if you do that, and tomorrow the new board decides it wants to meet on Wednesday or on the second Thursday, they can do whatever the hell they want. But you will have met the PNB the CPB requirements. So I don't know why we go through so many changes, spending so much time on this.
Adriana?
Okay. Adriana?
Yeah, to start with, it's not any requirement of the CPB. That doesn't exist. maybe I just explained it before. What I'm trying to do, I'm today exactly with that problem. You know, I'm the secretary of this committee, and I need to revert to the PMB secretary, because that never happened, to post minutes or minutes that I was the secretary, right? That is my point. And why we need to rush and do it today? I mean, more than, I'm sorry, but I see it like just a control issue. Probably if Janet is the new secretary, she will be the one posting it. But I don't think that we should go now, because that possible change never happened before. And that why we will assume that we will be in that situation. Why we want to go there? I don't understand the need for. She already posted the next one? Fine. But since then on, will be up to the secretary. Thank you.
Okay. This is Lydia.
Lydia.
Yeah, so the issue is that the bylaws still read that you need 30 days notice. So the motion for the first Thursday of the month were covered because we announced it at the time we passed it. Should the board change their mind and want to meet on Wednesday, first of all, they have to notice to rescind that motion, and so then it would have to be done at the next meeting, and then you wouldn't be able to have another meeting for 30 days until 30 days after they post it for a change in what we have just said. I personally had just assumed that they had been posted for the year, and that was my fault because I didn't double check. But again, it is for the CPB coverage. We're desperate not to screw up by even a day on that, on being able to track those meetings. So, I urge us to do it. I mean, if people want to amend and have it for 6 months instead or whatever it is, but, let's have it. But since we have the motion already passed by coordinating, if the new board wants to rescind that, they, again, it takes notice, and then you have to stick to that 30 days if you're going to change the date. So that's why I wouldn't want us not to have a March meeting, for example, because of it.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I want to substitute that or amend that. Instead of posting the whole year, post the next 2 months. That's it.
You're amending that it just be posted the next 2 months?
Yes.
Point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Next 2 months, do you mean March and April?
The first one that you have and the next one will be February. Obviously, we are covered. At that time, we should have a regular secretary, and if the normal secretary, the one that does it.
I'm asking which months are the next 2 months?
February and March.
Adriana, is that what you are saying?
What she just said.
Because she already had post January. Exactly.
Okay. If there's no further discussion on that, we'll go on that amendment just to post just for those 2 months. Could you call a roll, Adriana?
Is any objection?
Yeah, there is
any objection. Yeah, there's some objection.
Okay. Is on the amendment first?
Yeah, vote on the amendment.
Janet Cobra?
No.
Okay. Margie Wilkinson? Lydia Rasson?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Josh Ryder?
No.
No. Carolyn Burden? Celine Roberts?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Okay. Mr. Chair, we have 3 yes, 3 no. Do you wish to vote?
I'll go with no.
Okay. Then the motion didn't pass. 3 yes, 4 no.
And the next item is the posting for the rest of the year. You want to call the roll on that?
Janet Colburn?
Yes.
Lydia Rashon?
Yes.
Adriana Casnable, no. George Ryder?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton? I'm sorry. Celine Roberts?
No.
Benito Diaz?
Aye.
We have 4 yes, 2 no's. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair vote, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Motion passed 5-2.
Okay, that pretty much wraps us up. We just got to choose the next meeting date. And also, we need to be thinking if we want to do an in-person meeting this year, but I guess that's for the next meeting. It's the next coordinating committee meeting to decide. So I don't know what we have on the calendar for the next meeting date for the coordinating committee, sometime in late February. What about February the 23rd? I'm sorry?
Well, I was suggesting Wednesday the 24th.
Wednesday the 24th. Okay.
Janet, may I?
Yes, Janet.
So the coordinating committee is very specific about who is part of it, and I don't know if it would be appropriate for this coordinating committee to schedule the next one without, like, the officers.
I think we need to at least have a date. If they want to form and get a new date, at least it'll get it up and coming. Otherwise, I think it'll just linger. If we set
right, in any case, I could not make it on the 23rd.
It says the 24th.
24th? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
this is Lydia.
Wednesday. Yeah, Lydia.
Yeah, all of the committees traditionally go ahead and schedule their meetings. Regardless, at this time of year, the membership is in flux and members continue until they're replaced, but it doesn't stop the business. I believe that's the policy by motion, isn't it, George? George would know. We go through this every year.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
And Janet?
Okay, so, yeah, Janet, you had something?
Yeah, just speaking of which, for the February 4th meeting, there should be the PNB committee sign-ups started.
I mean, first of all, let's get straightened out on the date. Hopefully everybody don't have a problem with that date, at least for now, for the 24th for coordinating committee meeting. Okay, if there's no objection to that, we'll calendar notice that date.
I will post it.
Okay, and then someone will post. You're going to post it, Adriana?
That is customary that the secretary posted.
Okay, so...
Unless the committee wants to let Janet do it. I mean, I don't care. That is customary that the secretary of the committee posted.
Okay, if you can post it, that would be good.
Thank you.
Okay, and Janet Kay, you had something? What was that you had?
Oh, just this was something that I had forgotten to bring up when we were talking about agenda items for February 4th, and so noticing the bylaws amendments, but amendment process, but PNB committee sign-ups should be started then as well.
Oh, yeah, on February the 4th? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah. Okay. That wraps us up, so we're good.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
Is there any reason we can't start signing up on the 28th? I mean, the sooner we get those committees going, the better, because we don't sign up audibly. There's just a list that goes out. Huh?
Yeah, Adriana?
Just want to start off with making an announcement. Yeah, Adriana?
Yeah, I think that we can add that we have the meeting the 28th, and we are opening nominations for officers. I think that we can open the committee for signing up too. I mean, you know, that normally take longer, and that will help the LSBs to get up to date too.
Janet?
Yeah, Janet. Okay.
Yeah, so I have that list set up so I can produce it and post it for people to sign up to.
Okay, so yeah, we can just post the list starting Thursday and, you know, just have it out there. People can sign up. Okay. Well, that wraps us up. Thank you all.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
All right.